there. Did you know that having a personalized list of rules to live by is a power play in consciousness? It calibrates at 350 on the map of consciousness, or 10 to the 350th power, which is a very high level of energy in this world. It's the same level of consciousness as the energy of acceptance, forgiveness, and the willingness to accept you are the creator of your experience, and willingness to stop blaming others for your life and take full responsibility for all of it. Remember, only about 15 to 17% of the population calibrates above 200 on the map of consciousness. And my guess is that 8% or less of the planet's population calibrate at 350 or higher, or in other words, only about 8% of the planet's population is willing to accept they're the creator of their own experience. So, if you want to be part of this, listen up. I did an entire 1001 Ways to Being of Higher Consciousness episode, number 150, on the topic of the power of creating a list of rules to live by. And I'll share a link to this episode below, because I'm not going to go into the whole thing again, because I want to share something a little different and tie it into New Year's resolutions. And you're also going to find below the podcast notes a downloadable list of rules to live by worksheet you can use to create your own list for 2024. So last week, I invited you to consider creating your New Year's resolution from a different point of view. And the reason for this new approach recommendation is that 80% of New Year's resolutions fizzle out in 4 to 6 weeks. And I discussed that during last week's episode. Again, I'll share a link to that episode in the podcast notes below as well. And this failure rate is an indication of misalignment and understanding how to succeed and manifest what you want. It's as simple as that. And you don't want to disparage yourself or others, because the planet is of lower consciousness in general. So this figure is not really that surprising based on where we're at as a planet. So as a teacher of consciousness, I like to recommend we take advantage of the map of consciousness and consciousness calibrations as a blueprint for aligning our New Year's resolutions with the authentic power to succeed. Like, what do you have to do to succeed? Right? You've got to align with the energy that can facilitate that intention. And these impersonal energy fields, and I like to really stress, these are impersonal energy fields in consciousness, in life, in the universe. These are simply attractive fields of energies that are available to us to choose, right? And the reason I share these is because the ones above 200, and certainly as you go higher up on the map, are ginormous magnetic attractor fields. Imagine them as being magnets, giant magnets, that can draw you into the success you seek in the new year and in life in general. So I'd like to suggest you're going to choose an attractor field and let that power of that giant magnet draw you to it, right? You don't have to do anything. Let it draw you to it. And I'll repeat this again as we move along. And what's going on is most people unconsciously try to force change upon themselves without awareness of the futility of aligning with force. Force, there is no power in force, period. It's futile to keep spinning your wheels in energy fields that are forceful and of lower consciousness. You must align with power in consciousness for anything to change. And consciousness calibrations are proven energy fields. They've already been proven out. They've been calibrated. This is what the power number is. This is where it makes sense to align, right? That's how you choose it. I like to say, do the math. So energy fields either have power and calibrate at 200 or above on the map of consciousness, or they have no power and calibrate below 200. These are not opinions or judgments. They're simply calibrations, like scientific calibrations. That's all they are. And it's really no wonder what calibrates as low energy and what calibrates as high energy. I mean, it's really not like a mystery. So again, do the math. If you're swimming around in a pool of lower consciousness, there's no gas in your tank, so to speak, to get you where you want to go. The tank is empty in lower consciousness. So last week, I promised I would share my top 12 list of rules to live by in 2024. And I'm doing this to not suggest you choose my list, though you're certainly welcome to, but to give you an idea as to what a list of rules to live by can look like and reasons for the ones I've chosen, just to help you walk it through your strategy. That's this week's episode of your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast called Get Inspired by My Top 12 List of Rules to Live By in 2024. But before I get into today's lengthy topic, it's going to be kind of a long one, so you might look at it as a lesson, a really valuable lesson. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcasts, the place to discover where authentic power and truth reside in consciousness. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. I'm on a mission to help you align with the authentic power and truth of your choosing and become the change you wish to see in your life. Now, your wheel of life is all-encompassing. In any area of your life, there are no limits to your ability to choose authentic power as opposed to unlimited victimhood experience. Whatever is important to you, be that relationships, family, career, financial well-being, creative expression, physical health, whatever it is that's most meaningful to you, you can choose differently. And I'm here to help you do just that. So today, I am sharing my 2024 top 12 list of rules to live by, just to give you an idea of how to align with authentic power to succeed at setting New Year's intentions or any goals you want to meet in any time in your life. Now, these lists of rules to live by are dynamic, and I will likely always be changing. You know, things will fall off the list, new things will come onto the list, because you don't necessarily need all of them all the time. And what's going on in my experience, what I've seen, is that some of them fall off the list because I've already aligned with that attractor field. I don't have to keep choosing it anymore. I've already integrated it into my energy system, and it's part of my karmic pattern. I've created a new karmic pattern that's aligned with whatever attractor field I've chosen. Now, just as an example, an attractor field that you could choose is happiness or healthy or abundant mindset. Those are all different attractor fields. They're different energies. One is not better than another, and they're just different energies. So you can choose whatever you like. And that's why I wanted to share mine, because there's things that I like and I would choose to align with. I want this energy in my life. So you don't need 12 list of rules. You don't need 100. You don't need 1,000, really. But I kind of like to choose, you know, a bunch of them to play with. And Dr. Hawkins only chose one throughout his life, and it's one thing that he always recommended. And remember, Dr. Hawkins became an enlightened spiritual teacher And when, by the time he left this planet, he was calibrated at 1,000 on the map of consciousness, which is the same level as Jesus Christ and the Buddha and other avatars throughout history. So, in any event, Dr. Hawkins always chose the field of kindness. And he decided that he was going to be kind to all living things, no exception. And kindness is an attractor field of energy at 220. So you don't have to choose 1,000. That's like, you don't even, I wouldn't necessarily choose it. I mean, you could, but that's a radical pursuit in general. And you may or may not be attracted to that, but he chose kindness and look what happened to him. I mean, he became an enlightened, he was highly enlightened throughout most of his life. Calibrating at 600 or above, he was a mystic most of his life and was devoted to enlightenment. So anyway, so I'm going to start sharing my list, but remember, one is enough. And it's proven in consciousness research that one is enough to change the trajectory of your life. You don't have to overreach at all, and you don't have to be any of this necessarily. You can just choose it as an attractor field that you want to, you want this energy to draw you to it. So Dr. Hawkins was kindness. And just so you know, you know, I just want to let you know that I took a Clifton Strengths test about 18 months ago, and a Clifton Strengths test is of higher consciousness. I think it's 390, so it's reliable and worth taking one because it's going to speak the truth about you at some, it's a fairly high level, 390. And I discovered that my top strength, which was a surprise to me, is that of a strategic thinker. Or, you know, creator. I like, and I wasn't aware of this one, but even though I love strategy, I didn't know that this was a top one for me. And maybe because it's so innate to me, I wasn't aware of it. It just came naturally. This is what I am. So, I wanted to let you know that there's a strategy behind creating a list of rules for myself, and I'm going to share some of that strategy. And you don't have to follow it at all. I'm just going to share, like, why, as a strategic thinker, did I choose this? I'm trying to do the math, so to speak. I want to finesse the fields to help me align with a better life, the best life that I can live. And so my list is based on my passion and strength for developing strategies for anything. So that's why I want to just mention this, that it is a strong suit within me, and you may want to, you know, pay attention and use what I'm telling you or not. And before I get into the list, there's one other thing I want to remind you of, and that's a calibration and insight I had that inspired this approach to setting New Year's resolutions, intentions, or goals, which I mentioned it in last week's podcast. I'm going to mention it again. And the strategy is to choose powerful attractor fields in consciousness you want to align with. And let's say you want to choose happiness or health or abundance mindset. I think that's what I used last week. So the strategy is to choose the field you want, whatever it may be. It doesn't matter what it is. And let the magnetic power of that field draw you to it, instead of you trying to force your way into it, right? Because the lower mind and the ego can tend to, you tend to force yourself into whatever instead of letting the field do all the work for you. And this strategy, and the reason I asked about it is because I would suffer through trying to align with higher consciousness, right? I'd suffer through it. All this stuff would show up. I'd have to let it go, suffer through whatever it is. And it's like, all right, this is no fun. Or you over-mentalize it, which is what the lower mind and the ego will do as well. And over-mentalization is 170. That is self-destructive energy. Over-mentalizing anything or suffering through anything is lower, is self-destructive garbage. So and I've done this to myself, so that's why I'm giving you a heads up. You don't want to get involved with the process. You want to let go of the process and just let that powerful field do the removal of the blocks for you. And just forget about it. It's like set it and forget it. And the approach to this calibrated at 470 or 10 to the 470th power, okay? This is huge. This is beyond most of you listeners are not at this level. You may be on some topics, but in general, you're for sure not at this level in everything in anything that you're trying to change. So you're going to choose an attractor field that's going to help you through the change. Something that and I'm telling you, this approach is pretty darn powerful and worth considering, right? It's kind of like, again, set it and forget it. Choose the attractor field and then let that field draw you to it and let it figure out what needs to be removed to bring you to it. So, very few people calibrate at 470 or above. Let me tell you, this is a high energy attractor field worth looking at. And in fact, only 4% of the population calibrates above 500. So this is a significant magnetic attractor field. It's huge. So if you have a life theme, recurring problems and issues like I do, they're all going to calibrate below 200 because they're problems. They're low energy. They hold no truth about you in reality, but you're still stuck in them. And there's no power there to resolve it. And Albert Einstein has said as much in his famous quote, you cannot solve the problem from the level of consciousness that created it. You can't. You got to leap above it to let the higher levels, right? You have to be the eagle. You have to take the eagle's eye view on the problem and see what is required to resolve it. So, you know, it's a quantum leap to align with happiness, as an example. So don't try to force yourself there. Let the field bring you there. Say, I choose happiness. That's a good field. That's a powerful attractive field. But again, you got to set it and forget it. You can't keep looking back and saying, hey, I don't feel happy. I'm not happy. You keep telling yourself you're not happy. Like, forget about it. Let it go. You accept that you're not happy to some extent, and you just let the field clear it for you. And you'll start to see lightness coming into your life. It may not be overnight. It could be a slow process, so you're not shocked into happiness, as an example, because it can be a shock to go from lower consciousness to happiness in a good way, but not a balanced way. Okay. So the point of this introduction, again, it's good to hear things more than once, is to let those imagine that giant magnet of happiness or whatever it is, health, do the work for you. Let the field unravel the blocks to it. Okay, so let's get on to my top 12 lists. And again, this is going to be a little long, but I think it'll be helpful if you come back to it and pick up where you left off or take the time to sit and listen to the whole thing and take notes. And for sure, download a list of rules to live by, because I give you some examples in there too to give you ideas of how to make the list. Okay, the number one list of rules to live by on my list for 2024 is to speak the truth at whatever level can be heard, understood, or that serves the highest good. And I chose this one because I'm a podcaster and I don't want to get all tangled up in my head thinking I know anything, right? And Dr. Hawkins would say the same thing. You've got to like just let go of thinking you know anything. So I'm willing to. And I've had experience in my life that if I let go and just intend for the highest good, it just happens. Like, just let it happen. And to speak, here's an example. This statement. The pursuit of truth is an end undertaken for its own sake. That statement is a mantra of excellence, and it calibrates at 460. And I don't really think about, I never really thought about the energy of excellence or anything like that. I just said, the best I can do is to speak the truth at whatever level I can, at whatever level, because I don't need to speak, you know, 600 level truth, because most of the population isn't there yet. I'm here to help a bigger part of the population shift out of lower consciousness and get to at least some type of neutral energy. That's my overall vision, is to get as many people as possible to come to some sort of neutral energy, which is super powerful. So this is what's pretty interesting about letting the field draw you to it. I didn't know about this when I set the intent to speak the truth or want to know the truth, because I, you know, I've experienced such profound levels of consciousness, the high and the low, that I really had to just surrender to, all I cared about was knowing the truth. I don't have to be right or prove others wrong, really, on most topics, because I, like, was annihilated. The lower part of me was annihilated by some of the experiences I've been through. So you learn to just surrender. It's like, okay, I don't know what's going on here, but I need some help. So here's what's pretty interesting. So the energy of my number one thing is 460, right? I'm in the pursuit of truth, and I intend to speak the truth. And recently, I had the content of this podcast calibrated because I wanted to make sure I'm walking the walk and talking the talk. And a few years ago, I had Brian over at Consciousness Calibrations do the calibration of the podcast for me, and he came up with 335, which is very good, relatively speaking, in the world. The content of anything to be in the 300s is pretty significant. So I'm like, yay, thank God for that. So recently, we did another calibration, Linda Armstrong and I, who does calibrations for me. And we came up with the podcast coming in at 460. And this is not to toot my horn, but it's interesting to see that I surrendered to the field of 460, not really knowing what I was doing. And that field has drawn me into it without over-mentalization, suffering, nothing, right? I didn't even know I was doing it. I didn't know what I was doing. So this is why I'm suggesting it's probably a good idea to pick a field that you're not really that attached to, too. Like, happiness can be an attachment. So what if you find something other than happiness that you're not so attached to, and then that's how it's easy to just let it go and just see what happens, like, you know, set it and forget it, really. So the point being of this particular example is that letting the field remove the blocks, I let the field remove the blocks to excellent for me, and I didn't even know that's what I was choosing. I'm like, whoa, this is awesome. I'm choosing excellence. That's pretty, like, significant, because now the field of excellence can kind of inform and bleed into the rest of my life. Like, all parts of my life can be infused with the consciousness of excellence because it's such a powerful field. It's huge at 460. So essentially, I just went with the flow of creating the podcast without too much thought or ego investment in the process. I just went with inspiration and the fun and enjoyment of creating the podcast and sharing with you where authentic power exists in life. Like, let's just, like, find solutions for ourselves. That's my kind of intention for doing it. Okay, so there's my number one rule, list of rules to live by. Number two, this one has been pretty powerful, and again, it's a pretty high energy attractor field. That is setting morning intentions. I did a whole podcast about this in 1001 Ways to Being of Higher Consciousness. Setting morning intentions, or this is another calibration that came through, praying by a schedule. And, you know, for some of you, praying may feel a little off because you're not there, but setting intentions is still, and setting goals is still a prayer. Whether, you know, it doesn't matter what the word is, it's the same thing, it's the same energy. So, as an example, deciding to pray every day in the morning and before bed and following the schedule without ever forgetting calibrates the 490, both of them. Setting morning intentions and praying by a schedule. So, you don't have to do it morning and night, because just doing it in the morning is enough, which is what I do. And I've shared what I do in that podcast. Again, I'll share a link to that podcast in the podcast notes. 490, that's huge. That's a huge magnetic attractor field. Like, do the math. It's not hard to do. I do it while I'm lying in bed just before I wake up. It takes less than a minute to set overall intentions for my life. I do a quickie overall, and then I do what I want to do for the day. What do I want to accomplish today? That's all I do. Super powerful thing to do and get in your morning routine. Routine is good. Number three is I choose ways of being and experiencing life based on calibrations. Same with making decisions. And remember, I use consciousnesscalibrations.com for my inspirations. This is where I find my calibrations, right? And again, I don't get paid to refer you there because you can have a free subscription there or you can do a paid version. You get more than enough information from his free subscription, more than enough. Highly recommend it. And using consciousness calibrations for decision making, you can't find a higher method, right? You just can't. And the reason is it calibrates at 599 on the map of consciousness to use consciousness calibrations for decision making. This is huge. And what's interesting is when you hit 600, which is super rare, this is enlightened states of being at 600, there apparently are no decisions to be made. Once you reach enlightened states, there are no decisions to be made because you realize who you really are and how you're connected and all that good stuff. And again, people that calibrate over 600 throughout history have been, I don't know what that number was, maybe 2,000 or so people throughout history. It's huge. So making a decision based on doing muscle testing with someone who can do it with you, right? It's kind of hard to do it for yourself. If you have an ego investment in a decision, it's better to get someone else to do the calibrations for you. But that's huge. Like, I work with Linda Armstrong, who, you know, you've seen her on some videos and some of her podcasts because she's doing muscle testing for me because I haven't been able to get out of my way. And now we've removed that belief from my system so that I can do or should be able to do my own calibrations. But I kind of like working with her. So she helps me with finding what serves the highest good at this moment. You can only really make decisions based on the past and what's going on in the present. You can't look into the future. It doesn't exist yet. All right, that's number three. Number four is reading the consciousnesscalibrations.com database every week. Every week I get an email from consciousnesscalibrations.com with the latest calibrations. And the energy of doing this is super powerful at 530 on the map of consciousness. This is huge. This is alignment with truth and authentic power in the 500s. This is the spiritual dimension. You're way beyond the lower mind and the ego here, right? If you really want to align with truth and get the heck out of your own way, reading the database is going to shore up your energy field. Like, I like to use the metaphor of the ancient redwood forest, right? You are firmly grounded and shored up like the ancient redwood forest when you read the truth about everything that's put into a context of the map of consciousness, right? It's all in the same context. So this is how you shore up your own energy field in this way, and you start aligning with truth and your intuition and higher self, as an example. So reading that database every week, which I do and I find enjoyable, plus I get inspired for podcast stuff and blog posts, calibrates at 530. This is huge, a huge thing to do for yourself. And it's super fascinating because community members ask very interesting requests. They have very interesting requests you wouldn't necessarily think of. It's so great to like, oh, wow, that's a good one. Okay, number five, and this is what I recommend to most people all the time, going neutral on everything. the energy, choosing neutrality as an attractive field. And I feel myself change by every time I choose that. Like things just don't trigger me anymore. I feel the neutrality of my choice. The energy of neutral offsets the negativity of everything, right? So especially if you have any button pushers, if you choose neutral, those button pushers are going to stop triggering you because you've chosen to be neutral. And it's the same energy as letting go of positionalities and my need to be right and prove others wrong. This is also neutral. Like, this is a good energy. It's the same. We're swimming around in this pool. I'm willing to let go of being right. It's not that you can't have your own opinion about something, but let go of having to be right about it, right? You can have your own internal confidence and knowingness about something, which is much more of a power play, but have humility is another power play. Like, you don't necessarily know the whole picture. another thing is accepting everything with the affirmation of it is what it is. That statement, it is what it is a neutral energy statement. And it is what it is the truth about everything in any moment, that energy. And the key to that is to not harbor resentment while you're saying it, right? So notice the resentment, which I do all the time. I'm like, it is what it is. You know, I'm like, have anger or resentment in it. But then I notice it. I'm like, you know what? That doesn't help me to harbor the resentment for it. So I'm just like, it is what it is. And invite the neutral energy of it in me. So these energies are all swimming in the powerful pool of 250. And what I have experienced is that neutral is a form of inner peace, right? True peace is 600, but there's inner peace all along the way. Every time you let go of, you move into a higher level, you become lighter and lighter and lighter. And that's all of it is a form of inner peace. You're like, yeah, totally welcome it. All right, so number five, go neutral on anything. It's a great practice. Number six is accepting that we're all doing the best that we can in every moment of every day. This statement I've done in another podcast calibrates at 500, and you can feel the energy of it. If you just kind of relax, let's say someone at work is bugging you, you know, they're going on and on or whatever it is they may be doing to trigger you. Go inside and look at them and say, you know what? I understand you're doing the best that you can, as I am. And the energy of that, which is love, is a superpower in consciousness. You're going to shift into a lightness of being by accepting this. So that's number six on my list of rules to live by. Even though, you know, that one's, that's a top of the list thing too. A lot of these are really, I can move them all to the top of the list at, you know, any moment at every day. It moves to the top of the list because you need it. Okay, number seven is one very personal to me. And it came up, I came across it recently. And it's, I'm choosing the attractor field of self-responsibility for all aspects of my life. And there's a personal reason for this. And I've realized that I've got this hidden pattern within me where I go into a sinkhole of letting go of some form of responsibility I need to take in my life. And I don't need to go into the details of it, but it's really hidden from me. And it's super subtle that, like, I just went into a sinkhole. So, and I did this during COVID, right? And I kind of felt it, but I didn't realize it was a low-level experience. And it had to do with, we all had to sequester ourselves and go into isolation during COVID. And I work for myself, so I work from home. So then I kind of went into a sinkhole of not taking responsibility for myself when I said, oh, I guess I won't go out and work in a workplace or whatever it is. So the bottom line is it was a sinkhole for me to use that as an excuse to not take responsibility in some area of my life. And it kind of corrupted my energy field. And I started to attract things I didn't want. I didn't know what I was doing, but this is just an example. So when this came across, I'm like, I need to consciously choose self-responsibility in all areas of my life and allow this giant magnet to remove the blocks to me taking responsibility, which I never realized I had, especially when I didn't know I had this. I always felt I did take responsibility for many things. So in any event, this is one I'm choosing on my list because I need to. I need the help of this energy field. And this field is the energy of 300, which is the energy of balanced and normal and sane, right? Some of the things I have not taken responsibility for, which I didn't realize that it wasn't, is insane for me. For someone like me, it's insane that this is going on in my life. So anyway, this is something I really need, and so I chose it. Now, the rest of these are kind of like fun to an extent, or kind of obvious. Number 8 is I choose to have a good sense of humor, right? Choosing to have a good sense of humor, I mean, there's different calibrations for this, but this particular one calibrates at 400. And this is the energy, there's no emotionality in this one. This is just having a good sense of humor. Don't get tied up in any type of emotional stuff, which is in the 300s. It's just, you know, it makes sense to have a good sense of humor. So I choose that. Number 9, I choose healthy, which is the attractor field of 360. And I'm generally pretty healthy in general, though I'm in the midst of bronchitis and overcoming a flu for the last 4 weeks, which is, you can hear it in my voice. But just beware that this type of field to choose could become a problem, because if you're not healthy and you over-mentalize the whole healthy thing, it could turn on you because you're giving your attention to not healthy. So this may or may not be a good choice for you. I feel confident in my ability to choose healthy because I've kind of transcended any fear of death type of stuff. I'm like, if I get cancer tomorrow and die, that's okay. So choose this one carefully based on your own health situation, right? There could be other fields you could choose that'll bring you to healthy without choosing healthy. So that's number 9. I choose the attractor field of healthy. Number 10 is I'm willing to accept I'm the creator of my own experience, which I mentioned this at the beginning. This is the energy of 350. And it's also what I kind of wrap up in this is that I'm willing to accept I'm the creator of my own experience and decided not to be a victim anymore. And I did a podcast about deciding not to be a victim is the energy of 210. So I kind of combined two into one because you kind of have to in order to align with acceptance at 350. You got to decide not to be a victim anymore. It's part of the deal. So I kind of tied this in together so that you can hear it yourself. And this is a taking responsibility for your life as well, right? You have to take responsibility of your life and let go of being a victim to anything. Number 11, this is a fun one, is I choose the attractor field of inspired and inspiration. So to inspire others is the energy of 390, and to be inspired is the energy of 395. And these two I'm not really attached to because I don't know that I am that. So I'm willing just to choose it and allow myself to be drawn to it. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to be inspired and inspiring without much effort because I'm aligned with the energy and the higher consciousness of this field. So that's my number 11. And number 12, I choose playfulness at 380. And playfulness is another one. I don't really have an attachment to it. So it's like, yeah, sure, I want to be playful. So I chose that because playfulness, this is a strategy thing. The energy of playful embodies happiness and wisdom. Wisdom is 380 as well. Happiness is 395. But I don't need to get my ego involved in happiness, right? And look at, oh, I'm not happy today. I'm basically happy and positively oriented, but happiness is a high energy attractor field. But playfulness embodies it, and I'm not attached to being playful, so I'm just going to choose it as an attractor field. So that's kind of my top 12 list of rules to live by in 2024. Some of these, when I come into alignment with like whatever, like let's say I come into alignment with playfulness, which is my nature, by the way, it's going to fall by the wayside because it will become a part of my karmic pattern, which Brian at Consciousness Calibrations spoke about. Once you choose something and you choose it often enough, it's going to become a karmic pattern, and then you don't have to choose it anymore because you've chosen it. And again, I like to choose over intending. Choosing is a more powerful energy field to use. Use it, like do the math and finesse the field. Right? How can you finesse the field to serve your highest good? All right, gang, that's it for this week's episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. Again, remember, you can go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/rules-to-live-by and download that fun little worksheet you can work with. And remember, to write things down in journaling is high energy as well. It's 350. Those are higher energy things to do. Setting goals, journaling, they're all the energy of 350. So those are power plays in consciousness. I highly recommend you use them. Thanks for joining me. Share this if you think others will find it helpful. And I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.